So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Kach Ekachim Sheshachtim Ereisha Mizbeach. As we've learned in the previous parak, all karbanos that are Kach Ekachim must be shechted in Tzafen, in the northern side of the Hazara. And if they were shechted in Dorim, the southern side of the Hazara, the Shechita is possible. Our Mishnah discusses a machlokes regarding Kach Ekachim that were shechted in Ereisha Mizbeach on top of the Mizbeach HaChita in the Hazara. Rabbi Yisi says, Kilu Nishchetu B'Tzafen. A Shechita anywhere on the Mizbeach is kasher, as if the karban was shechted in Tzafen. Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends. A shechita on the south side of the Mizbeach is possible, as if the carbon was shechted in Darm Hazar. And a shechita on the north side of the Mizbeach is kasher, as if the carbon was shechted in Tzafen Hazar. As Rabbi Yechon explains, the machlekes is based on the interpretation of the following pasuk: Mizbeach Adam Atasali, V'zavachta Allah V'esoy L'secha V'shlamecha. The pasuk implies that one may shecht on the Mizbeach both Eilu, which is Kachim Kachim, and Shlam, which is Kachim Kalam. Rabbi Yisi holds kulei le'olav kulei l'shlam. The home mizbeach has kedushas tzafen and is eligible for both kachim kachim and kachim kalam. While Rabbi Yisi Behuda holds chetzi le'olav chetzi l'shlam. The tzafen half of the mizbeach has kedushas tzafen and is eligible for even kachim kachim, while the darm half does not have kedushas tzafen and is eligible only for kachim kalam, but not for kachim kachim. Rabbi Yechon adds that they also disagree regarding mshachten kenegdon bekarka. If the Kach Ekachim were shechted on the ground under the tzafen inside of the Mizbeach, which would be possible if the Mizbeach was made smaller. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds psulis. The Shechit is possible because he holds kula Mizbeach b'darm koi. The whole Mizbeach was situated in the south side of the Hazara, and the pasuk of Zavachta Alav includes only the top of the Mizbeach, but not under the Mizbeach. Or Rabbi Yisrael holds kesheris. A Shechit anywhere on the ground under the Mizbeach is kasher because he holds kula Mizbeach b'tzafen koi. The whole Mizbeach was situated in the north side of the Hazara. The Gemara proceeds to bring proof to Rabbi Yechon that indeed Rabbi Yisi holds kul mizbech b'tzafen koi from a Mishnah Masechtus Tamid. Beiruy misham atzei te'ena yafim l'sader maracha shnei shal keteres. Vekanim chose the superior wood of a date tree from which to set up on the mizbech achitzen, the second fire for the coals of the keteres. And although the mizbech was 32 amas wide, keneged keren maravis deraimis mashach min akeren kalabitzafen arba amas. The Maracha Shni was placed near the Marabas Deraimis corner of the Mizbeach, but it was moved in from the corner 4 amas towards Tzafen. The reason for this precise location can be explained only according to Rabbi Yisi, who says elsewhere, Kol anitel b'fnim le'nasa machutz, eina neisen ele b'samach she'en l'fnim. All items that are taken from the Heichel out to the Mizbeach Achitzen, such as the Shnei Bezich Levayin Shalechem upon that on Shabbos were transferred from the Shulchan and the Heichel to be burned on the Mizbeach Achitzen in the Hazara, must be placed on the part of the Mizbeach Achitzen that is closest to and faces the Heichel, because the Garmi Mishirayim. We find this concept with the leftover blood of the Chatois HaPanimius that was taken from the Heichel to be poured on the Yisrael Maravi, the foundation on the western side of the Mizbeach Achitzen that faces the entrance to the Heichel. And v'chol anitel b'chutz li'nasan l'fnim, ein anitel el b'samach shein l'fnim. All items that are taken from the Mizbech HaChitzen into the Heichel, such as gacholim d'chol yeme v'yema, the coals of the Maruch HaShnia, which were transferred from the Mizbech HaChitzen to the Mizbech HaPanimi to burn the Keteris every day, must be taken from the part of the Mizbech HaChitzen that is closest to and faces the Heichel, because the gamrin b'gacholim shol yeme kippurim. We find this concept on Yom Kippur, that the coals for the Keteris l'fnai v'lofnim were taken from the part of the Mizbech HaChitzen that faces the entrance to the Heichel. And since Rabbi Yisi established that the Maruch HaShnia must be besamach lefnim, the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid requires that Maruch HaShnia connected Karen Maravis Deraimis, Mashach Me'a Karen Kalabit Tzafen Arba Amas. The Maruch HaShnia must be placed on the fifth Amma of the Mizbeach near the Maravis Deraimis corner, because only this part faces the Heichel, but the remainder of the Mizbeach, the Tzafen, did not face the Heichel. Now this is accurate only if we say that kul mizbech b'tzafen kai. If the whole mizbech was in the tzafen side of the Hazara, then only the first 5 amas of the dharma of the mizbech was facing the Pesach Heichel, because the Pesach Heichel was 10 amas wide, centered on the Hazara, in which only 5 amas of the Pesach Heichel were in tzafen of the Hazara. And accordingly, only the first 5 amas of dharma mizbech faced the 5 amas of the Pesach Heichel that were b'tzafen. And they put the Maruch HaShnia only on the fifth Amma, but not on the other 4 Ammas, because these were occupied by the Amma Yisayid, the Amma Seiviv, the Amma Keren, the corner, and the Amma for Hiluch Kayanim, for the Kam to walk around. However, if we say that Kul Mizbech B'Darm Koi, if the whole Mizbech was in the Darm side of the Hazara, then only the first 5 Ammas of the Tzafen of the Mizbech faced the 5 Ammas of the Pesach Heichel that were B'Darm. And accordingly, as for Mesheva Boy Lemesi, the Maruch HaShnia needed to be moved in from the south corner 27 amas to the 5th amma from Tzafen, which faced the Pesach Heichel. And even if we assume that Kedushas Heichel v'Ulam Chadehi, the Ulam has Kedushas Heichel and the Pesach Ulam stood before the Pesach Heichel and was 20 Amos wide, then only the first 10 Amos of the Tzafen of the Mizbeach faced the 10 Amos of the Pesach Ulam that were Bedar. And accordingly, Esen Betarti Bayi Mesi, the Merach HaShniyah needed to be moved in from the Ma'arav HaZdoremes corner 22 Amos to the 10th Amos from Tzafen, which faced the Pesach Ulam. And if we assume that Chetzi B'Tzafen v'Chetzi Bedar, Esther Amos Keneged Pischa Shel Heichel Achas Esri Amam Mikan VaAchas Esri Amam Mikan. If we say that the Mizbeach was in the center of the Azara, then only 10 Amos in the center of the Mizbeach faced the Pesach Heichel, and accordingly Chad Srei Boi Lemesi. The Merach HaShniyah needs to be moved in from the Merach HaZdoremes corner 11 Amos to face the Pesach Heichel. And if we assume that Kedushas Heichel V'Ulam Chodem Milsihi, then 20 Amos in the center of the Mizbeach face the Pesach U'Ulam, and accordingly, Shis Boi Lemesi. The Merach HaShniyah needs to be moved in from the Ma'arav HaZdoremes corner 6 Amos to face the Pesach U'Ulam. And since the Mishnah Masechtas Tamei requires the Merach HaShniyah to be moved from the corner only 4 Amos, but not more, it must be that the Mishnah holds Kulam Mizbeach B'Tzafen Koy. Rav Adi Bar Ava says this is not necessarily so. Perhaps the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda who holds Chetzi B'Tzafen V'Chetzi B'Dar. And the Mishnah holds Kedushas Heichel v'Ulam Chodem Milsihi. And although, accordingly, Shiz Boi Lemesi, as explained earlier, Arba Amos Bar Ma'ami Yisayid V'Am Yisayiv. The Arba Amos referred to the top of the Mizbeach, which were actually 6 Amos from the Yisayid at the foot of the Mizbeach. This discussion continues in the next daf.